Today, from the Ohio Newsroom, a small town's claim to baseball fame.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Before Jackie Robinson integrated Major League Baseball in 1947, pitcher Ray Brown was making a name for himself in the Negro Leagues. Today, he's one of just a few dozen Negro League players recognized in the Baseball Hall of Fame. But his hometown of Alger in Northwest Ohio never recognized him for his accomplishments. Until now. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
In the 1920s, the village of Alger had a reputation.
The Sal DeMarsh was literally the onion capital of the world. More onions were grown here than any place else in the country.
That's lifelong local Jerry Kramer. He wasn't alive back in the 20s, but his parents were, and they weeded the onion fields alongside the family of Ray Brown.
And they all played together, grew up together, you know.
Kramer's dad and Ray Brown even played high school baseball together. Kramer has an old photo of the team.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are 10 players, all they had, and their uniforms are about a hodgepodge of whatever the guys could find.
Despite the lack of resources, they were pretty good, especially Brown.
He was in the Hall of Fame as a pitcher, one of the best ever, of course. But in high school, he was a shortstop. His senior year, they never lost a ball game.
Brown went on to play for the Homestead Grays, a Pittsburgh team in the Negro Leagues. During his tenure in the 30s and 40s, the team won 8 pennants in a 9-year span.
He was a heck of a pitcher.
David Strittmatter is a self-proclaimed baseball nut and a history professor at Ohio Northern University, located just 5 miles north of Alger. When he found out not too long ago that Hall of Famer Ray Brown hailed from the tiny village, he was shocked.
There's just no mention of this guy. Right? His name is not on the water tower. When you drive into Alger, it doesn't say birthplace or hometown of Hall of Famer Ray Brown. Nothing at all.
So he tasked his students with drafting a nomination for an Ohio historical marker to commemorate him. His students proposed placing it in Alger Village Park. That's where we are now. The green space is modest with some playground equipment, a couple picnic pavilions, and of course, a few baseball fields. Strittmatter points to a spot between a concession stand and a row of bleachers.
Right. And over here, behind the backstop,
okay,
this is where the marker will be installed.
But at this point, about 5 years on, the plans to memorialize Ray Brown don't end with a historical marker. In 2021 and 2023, Alger's village administrator received grants from the Ohio Department of Natural Resources to refurbish parts of the park. Plus, Strittmatter and ONU art professor Melissa Eddings Mancuso received another grant, too, to the tune of $110,000 from Forecast Public Art.
Especially for the scope and scale of Alger and the project, yeah, that is a lot of money.
They were one of just 8 communities selected for the grant, which was focused specifically on helping rural Midwestern places tell stories commemorating people of color. The money will help the village further improve the park with everything from a new outfield fence to a hand-painted mural depicting Ray Brown winding up for a pitch.
I think it's a story that needs to be told, and it's a point of pride for the community.
But not everyone in Alger agreed. Tomorrow, we'll hear more about the controversy over renaming the park after Brown. In Alger, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.